Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we've got a pretty stacked lineup for you guys tonight, but before we get into that, Todd has a little bit of release news to go over that I haven't even looked. I've not looked at any horror news today, so I'm curious.
I'll let you guess which one got me excited. Well, we'll bring up Last Matinee got announced today also, but we'll talk about that when we get to it. But particularly the Vinegar Syndrome and the Vinegar Syndrome partner labels got announced for the month of September, gearing up to Halloween. So we got a few titles. First one is Devil's Story. Should I pull them up on the screen?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, let's do that while I stall. I'm not even really familiar with this movie. Dan will know this one. So I'm kind of stalling while I bring it up.
Well, you already said Devil. I'm in.
All right. Okay, Grub Dab Vinegar.
Yeah, when I looked at the titles earlier, nothing that I'm familiar with, so curious what you guys have to say.
I feel like they do. Yeah, I'm trying to get the more traditional cover art, though. Well, definitely grabbing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's one. That's not the one I was excited about. Okay, we got. Here's one I know you'll be excited
about. Oh, dude!
Christopher Lambert's Resurrection.
Oh, that is a really good Seven knockoff. It's also, I believe the DVD was full screen, so this was in dire need of an upgrade. I'm so happy to hear
I've never seen this. I need to. You mentioned Seven, so.
And you like that cover,
with,
sure.
With the cover, yeah, I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
That's priority number one for me now.
And not only that, Leyland Orser from Seven is in it in a larger role.
All right, here's another one, Shallow Grave.
Nice.
What year is this one? Richard Stiles, 84, okay.
Yeah, I had heard that this was coming out. I didn't think it was from Vinegar Syndrome, though, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so here we go. This one, of course, you know why I'm excited. It's Troma.
Troma.
It's not their best, but I am excited for the Blu-ray. That's Blades for those listening on Blog Talk or Spotify. Dan.
Podcast.
Oh,
no shit.
But sweet. We still don't have one on Blu-ray. But we're getting part two from Pikarama, and those listening, that's Debbie Does Dallas part two.
Good Disney film. I'm glad they're diving into that catalog.
Bambi Woods. I'm still want part
Bambi,
one.
Bambi, exactly.
I've worked that
like
in
you've
for
never
you.
Seen her before.
All right. Now we got the partner label stuff. We have this one, Primetime Panic. It's some TV movies from Fun City. So there's a few different ones. I'm trying to find out where the names. Of course, I can't just find the names of the films. But, we got Freedom. Okay, well. Now I need to. Okay, we have Freedom. I'm afraid to scroll through the pictures just in case.
Yeah, I was going to say that can be a little deadly. Don't do that on Debbie Does Dallas, too.
Yeah, that's why I definitely... Okay, well, we have another set. Here we go. Finally, we're getting the WNUF Halloween special on a Blu-ray.
Nice. What's the street date on it?
This is September 28th. Oh, yeah. Everything we're talking about now is September 28th.
Okay, yeah, so that'll be good to get that just in time for...
Yeah, everything here is just in time for Halloween. Yeah. And they also have vinyl for you, Dan. There you go.
I haven't been buying a lot of vinyl lately, but that... I don't know, I might pick that up.
Here we go, Dan.
Oh, wow. I'm excited for that one.
Did we have a release on this? On
well, look a little closer, because that's not what...
What?
That's not what I think Pugs thinks it is.
No, I thought it was like a knockoff or like a.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was about gay films. Either way, I'm still excited. Are we reviewing that? I hope so.
Here we go. Dan, our pugs. Tuck.
Oh, fuck the
Carbine High Massacre. Those that know, it's basically Columbine. Yeah. Should be a definite better than the last one. I know no one cares about, well, no one here, I should say. Wild Tigers, I Have Known. Not necessarily one that we're going to be covering.
That's cool.
Kid Candidate, it's Gunpowder and Sky, September 28th. Yeah, now we're getting to the, here we go. For Mad Men Only, I'm not really sure. Bob Odenkirk, Jason Sudeikis, Tim Meadows. Okay, well, that, I don't know. So I think I'm most excited for Blades and Columbine, or Carbine High. And WFNU
Resurrection for me, because that just really needed that upgrade. It's just one of those. It's on DVD, I know, but it needed the upgrade.
I literally just watched the widescreen version like not too long ago. So,
oh really? Okay, I wasn't sure if you've ever seen it. We've talked about it before, so that's good.
But all right, so.
All right, guys. So I guess with that being said, we'll get right into our movie reviews for the evening. And we'll kick it off with our Argentina, Last Matinee, from writer-director Maximiliano Contenti. And in this film, pardon me,
it was also called Red Screening.
Yes.
Red Screening. Okay. All right. So, in the Last Matinee, the audience attending the last showing of a horror film in a small downtown cinema are terrorized by a murderer who begins to pick them off one by one. The only person to notice that something strange is going on is the projectionist's daughter. All right. Kruger, what did you think of the Last Matinee?
First off, I'll say this had the awesome soundtrack. It was like a synth score, and it was fucking awesome. Added to a lot of scenes for me. I also really liked the setting of the movie. In the movie theater, I thought that was, you know, a cool setting to have a slasher. I also liked the characters, like the projectionist daughter. I actually dug her a lot, and the rest of the characters were pretty solid too. But definitely some that, you know, you were glad to see get killed on screen. And that's not a bad thing by any means. I thought it was pretty awesome, especially with how, you know, brutal some of the deaths we get are. The story took a bit to get going, but, you know, once I started seeing the murders unfold in this movie theater, it had me entertained thoroughly. And, the killer, I thought, was awesome. Like, he had this, like, magic murder bag filled with a bunch of fucking different weapons that I thought was really cool. And I liked his obsession. Yeah, and I liked his obsession with the eyeballs and stuff. Like, really cool-ass killer. Reminded me of some other, I mean, obviously inspired by stuff we've gotten in the past, but still really cool on his own. The final act also, I thought, was really cool. We got a pretty badass little final showdown, and it ended the movie on a high note. Like I already brought up before, the kills in this I thought actually were fantastic. They were really, really fucking brutal. We got some, you know, nice brutal stabbings, some really gory and creative stuff that was all practical, which was awesome and elevated this movie on a whole nother level for me. So overall, love this one. It's probably my second favorite slasher from this year. And I'm definitely going to be revisiting it as the years go on. And I can't wait for the Blu-ray that just got announced in October. That's a must-have in my collection. And there's also a movie within this movie that's going to be a special feature on that Blu-ray, which I am super fucking excited about.
I was going to say it's a cheap, what do they call it, BLR that exists of it. But that's actually cool that you get that as a bonus.
Yeah. So, I think it's a must-see for any diehard slasher fans. And, I mean, there's definitely some Giallo vibes in there, too. So,
no, there's a lot of demons in this. Even the movie within a movie, which I love that. So,
So that's all.
Well, I'll keep going. And also a little bit of opera, which I love that we have the opera poster in the background. You nailed it with the killer. And with the kills, everything about this movie I loved. I hope the fact that it's subtitled does not turn people off, because it's awesome. I don't know. I don't know if it's just going to be us. What about the other two? Dan, now Pugs. Pugs, go for it.
Go for it, Pugs.
All right. Well, whenever I hear the word Jell-O, this is the type of movie I fucking imagine in my brain. Like, I know there's like mysteries and sometimes it's detective shit, but like my brain goes to this style. So this movie's awesome. Story-wise, it could use a little work, but everything else they got going around, who gives a shit? It's fucking fun to look at. I had a blast watching it, and I give it a high recommendation. There is two scenes in particular. One's an homage to Lady and the Tramp. That fucking owns. I'll just leave it at that, and I'll get to the other one in spoilers. But yeah, it's a good time. Highly recommend. What about you, Mr. Dan?
Yeah, this is actually quite the crowd pleaser if you're a slasher fan. A lot of places I noticed there are giallo elements, but I should say there's a lot of distinct things missing from what you would consider a giallo as far as the mystery goes and skin. But man, this is a crowd pleasing slasher movie, as Kruger said. Practical effects. The one that Pugs is alluding to was really cool. This is just, I mean, if you're a slasher fan, I can't see you not really enjoying it. The look, I've been following actually this director for a while, it's kind of cool to see him getting more attention and rising up in the ranks, because it's a beautiful looking film. I mean, there are shots straight out of an Argento film, and I don't think this had the biggest budget. Great, foreign slashers have been delivering more than us here in the States.
Sure. I mean, other than Terrifier, like there isn't really anything in the States that's got on stuff like this or stuff like Skull the Mask that we got earlier this year.
You really can't do a slasher in America like it should be done.
Yeah.
It's to that point where it doesn't work with the mainstream, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's got to be an independent film for sure.
And then you got to dig through all that crap to find it a lot of times.
What we're here for.
Yeah, we're digging through the crap.
And very cool killer. I mean, the design, you know, his look and everything, nothing particularly original, but he looked really cool. He was scary. The portions with the jar and the steps. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of. It's a beautiful looking slasher, a gruesome but beautiful looking slasher. And I was very, very, very impressed by this one. I was happy. I went in not knowing much of anything. I saw who was behind it, and I was like, oh cool. I hope. And yeah, guys, I would go as far as to say this is probably a must see for slasher fans. Doesn't do anything particularly new or original, but it gives you everything together.
It's put together in a perfect package. It delivers just what a slasher fan wants.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess if I had like
feel good.
Yeah. Any tiny little criticism, I would say I think they could have gotten to the revelation of that they were dealing with a killer a little sooner and started the stalk and chase portion. Minor complaint. Not huge, but
there's a little more story, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's one of those things. People had that issue with Terrifier. Not enough story. You don't need that much in a slasher.
This is why I didn't give a shit. That's what we're here for.
Likeable characters, though. I thought the Brooke Shields running gag was pretty funny. And you're dealing with movie geeks. So
I just know one guy pissed me off, and you can all guess who, and he deserved to die.
But yeah, everything hit with this. So I guess we'll go ahead and rate it. Kruger, what say you?
I'm pretty high on this, actually. I'm a 4.5 out of 5. It was really close to a 5 out of 5, but like you guys already said, it takes a little bit to get going and some of the story stuff, but 4.5, definitely respectable. And like you said already, Dan, must see for slasher fans. Pugs, what about you?
I am a 4 with a high recommendation. I think it is mandatory watching, and I'm looking forward to this dude's work if this is what he's giving us. It's not even like he's still kind of new, so bring the shit on.
I am a 4 as well. I highly recommend it. We don't get a lot of particularly good slashers now, so check it out.
I was Kruger. I was going back and forth between the 4.5 and the 5, and I actually landed on the 5. I really like this slasher.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Right on. Yeah, it's really, it looks fucking beautiful.
I don't know if I was in the right mood for it, but everything would just hit me perfect.
I mean, it hits all that nostalgia that you wanted to, especially, you know, with the way it does look and the kills, man. I mean, the way they should be done, you know, practical and fucking gruesome.
And I like stuff in the theater. I know
I was going to say, yeah, that movie's fucking awesome. I wanted to go to that movie theater.
So, Demon's another theater one, which I already mentioned. Yeah, I just like that setting.
You can pair it up with all kinds movie. Of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to our next film, which is our theatrical release for tonight. And that is The Night House from director David Bruckner. And in this film, a widow begins to uncover her recently deceased husband's disturbing secrets at their lakefront home. All right. I'll kick this one off. So didn't know a whole lot about this one going in. It was just, unfortunately, I think for a lot of people, the movie that was opening around the same time as Candyman. I love Rebecca Hall.
It was a week before.
Well, a week before, but still, Candyman was sucking up.
We'll say which one's better later, hopefully.
Yeah, no.
I immediately saw this one, horror in a theater.
Well, this would have to suck major ass for me to. but luckily, no, it sucks ass in a good way. We'll say that. So I love Rebecca Hall. I love David Bruckner. He did a fantastic job. The Signal. The Ritual, which was the adaptation of the Adam Neville novel. This film, one thing that I love about it, it doesn't rely on fake jump scares. It really is just mood-driven, grief-driven horror, which has been so... which has basically been ruling our genre, not only in film, but in literature lately. You know, Hereditary, of course, being the most obvious example. I loved everything about this, and I do not want to spoil it, so I'm being very, very careful. It bears some similarities to multiple different films in different ways that I don't want to mention because that could give away a little bit, but man, this was so much better. Guys, I got to just pitch this to you. Please see this over Candyman. Yes, I know some of you out there like Candyman, and that's cool. But just please check this out. It's a heavy film if you've ever dealt with depression or loss. It's, you know, one you might want to give it a minute before you dive into it. And I just loved everything about it, the twists, the turns, some stuff maybe you could kind of guess at, others, let's just say I'm really glad I didn't pay too close attention to the trailer and any of the marketing on this, because I think the experience you're going to enjoy that much better. Rebecca Hall. So there is a petition right now to give Jamie Lee Curtis an Oscar, which for Halloween Kills, I guess.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but that's gonna be hard.
How do you petition for an Oscar? That doesn't even make sense.
It's just stupid. And honestly, for
your consideration,
what I saw in the trailer, "Let It Burn," is not an Oscar worthy.
Hey!
Chill out.
Do not forget Jordan Peele and us.
We don't have to shit on one to elevate the other.
Rebecca Hall deserves it.
I'm going to co-sign that. So,
well, you can't say Jamie Lee doesn't yet either. You haven't seen it. Don't be that guy who can't already is forming an opinion.
Fair enough, but
I will say Dan's right, and like this is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. I also know some, but yeah. Pugs, what did you think about Night House?
Man, so I did not give a shit. I didn't watch the trailer. I didn't give a shit about the poster. I was like, whatever. So I went in. The only reason why I saw it in the theater, too, is because I had to kill time for Candyman.
Yeah.
Best fucking decision of the year so far. Yeah. I was getting a vibe in this movie. I don't want to give anything away, but I was like, if something pops up in the third act, this makes complete sense. And then I was talking to our friend Evil Ed, and he told me that this movie started out as a pitch for the thing I was calling. And I was like, no fucking shit.
I don't think that gives anything away.
I still don't want to say it till after.
Yeah.
In case people don't know, it's cool to say.
Spoilers are going to on this one later on. Yeah.
With that. So like, I was already like, this is hitting all my right horror spots. Rebecca Hall is fucking killing it. David directed the shit out of it. The other actor, the husband, creepy as fuck. Like the mood of this movie is fucking insane and incredible. I just absolutely adore this movie. It's fucking brilliant and so good. And I'm so glad I went in completely blind. Zero. And it helped so much. It's just heavy. It's fucking heavy.
It's very heavy. The way she handles grief. And I also thought the reactions to people trying to console her were very authentic, too.
Yeah.
It was just...
And like... stuff that happens in the movie is just, it's so smart. It's fucking, it's an intelligent movie. It's creepy as fuck. And I give it the highest recommendation. I'm not
going to say it earns it scares. It earns it scares.
And above the jump scares, they do have a couple, but it's mostly sound and it's done well. Take my money. And yeah, just take my money. I want to see this again in theaters so fucking bad. You guys don't even fucking know. So I loved it.
Well, you see why I was bugging you guys to go watch it now. I'm assuming
you could have pushed a little harder.
You guys, the reaction I was met with was like, "I don't want to see that shit."
Oh no, I was very excited for it. Opening night lately, unfortunately, but gonna see this again too.
More buzz around this one. This one needs to be seen.
I agree. This. Well, I could say this without hesitation. It's my favorite mainstream horror film of the year. I mean, I don't know what could beat it so far. And, geez, we're already in September. It's been, this year's gone pretty damn quick.
Theatrical horror has not been strong.
And it's definitely in the top five for the year, but I'd really have to think about it. Pretty high up. I mean, you guys nailed it. It's just one that you kind of don't, even the trailers didn't, like, express what the film was. It's when I kind of, like you guys said, I'm glad I went in not knowing a lot about it, and I ended up just loving it.
Yeah, it's easy to skip this over as just, you know, that random.
It had literally zero competition the day it came out. Like, there was like nothing for me to see. I was like, well,
I don't think it was
for sure.
I don't think it was promoted right, but that's like Monday morning quarterback bullshit. Like, you can't tell. So fucking good. Like, I can't wait to talk about it in spoilers.
Absolutely.
You could take your headphones out for that, Big Kruger.
Sounds
good. We'll be seeing a lot more of Bruckner, and we'll talk a little bit about that too. Because again, we're just being really careful because this movie's so good. I want everybody to go and check
it out. It's in good hands.
Yeah, go see it while you still can in theaters. It's been out a couple weeks, so.
Yeah, it really adds a lot, guys. I mean, if you saw Candyman and were in the disappointed camp,
you don't need to shit on one to elevate the other, but yes.
Shitting on it.
You know what's funny about that? Like, in a certain horror group, like, every time a Candyman thread happens, it ends up getting locked like 5 minutes later.
Regardless of where you fall on that movie, there is insane.
It's hilarious.
People just at each other's throats over it. I
don't get it.
I don't. Yeah.
Take that energy. Go watch The Night House.
Right.
Yeah. Do that. There you go. Good advice. All right. So I guess we'll go ahead and rate it. No surprise for me. It's a 5. I want to see it again, and I don't rewatch movies all that often. I review a lot of movies, so that says a lot. How about you, Bugs?
This is a 5. Strong fucking 5.
Five for here for me too. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I guess I kind of gave it away when I said it's probably one of my favorite movies of the year.
All right, there you go. It's still in theaters. I know. Look, October is very well. Actually, even the latter part of September is pretty stacked right now with releases. I mean, we've got not just horror. I mean, we've got Halloween Kills, Venom, Dune, Bond. Last Night in Solo, Bond. There's going to be a lot of shit coming
Antlers.
Out. Antlers. There's plenty of other stuff.
But why the fuck isn't Ghostbusters coming out in October? God
yeah, why is it November?
It is like three days after my birthday, so I can't bitch too much.
I think too much competition. I mean, Halloween Kills going right up against Venom.
I think Venom's going to move. I think they're going to move.
Why would they move? They're leading into a Spider-Man movie. They're gonna
they can move a
week. It's also Halloween time. They have to factor that in. All these fucking non-loving 24/7 horror movie fans, they're in the movie. Wait.
Sean McManus just says Venom was delayed till next year.
Suck it, Dan.
Sure. Did that happen today?
You didn't hear the Vinegar Syndrome releases. You can't.
Well, it must have happened today if it was bumped till next year.
No, it was probably last week.
Doesn't that lead right into this? No, definitely.
No. It's Sony. They don't have anything to do with Spider-Man until after. Well, I don't want to spoil that shit, too, but like after I've the multiverse it, bullshit. Okay, you've heard, but you haven't seen.
Well, from a gamer channel.
No, and the Spider-Man movie leads into Doctor Strange. Go ahead.
As of yesterday, Venom is still, according to Venom's Twitter, still in 2 days or on October 15th, but
it's not going to.
Oh, wait, now it's.
I've heard rumors, but officially, I believe it's still up against. Again, I don't see why they would. Well, they're going to win that war, though. I mean, as much as I'd love to see Halloween.
If they're going to take away money from both. So it'd be stupid to open it the same day.
Okay, Sean's been having a couple days ago. Their Twitter hasn't been updated, so I can't even tell you.
All right. Well, either way, stacked October. So, so see Nighthouse before, you're going to be flooded with all these blockbusters. All right. Moving on to our next film, which is The Stairs from director Peter Drago. Tiernan. And in this film, a frightening tale about a group of hikers hunted by a sinister presence in the woods. 20 years after the mysterious disappearance of an 11-year-old boy and his grandfather, a group of friends find themselves along the same trail, unaware of a long-forgotten evil lurking just beyond the tree line. What started as a week-long adventure with friends quickly turns into a terrifying fight for survival as they come face-to-face with the thing that nightmares are made of. All right. Pugs, what did you think of The Stairs?
I liked Doug. He was the highlight of the movie. The rest of the movie was a bit of a chore. Channel Zero did this creepypasta story way better. And I'll take this back too. Jonathan Kent was kind of cool. This is just a dud. I'm not going to say it's a complete waste of time, but you can spend your time doing something else or watch the Channel Zero season with The Stairs.
Butcher's Block, right? Yeah, I was going
to. Yeah, with Michael Roker. The Hitcher. The fuck's his name, Dan?
Michael, say that again?
Michael Rooker.
It's not Michael Rooker.
In Butcher's Block.
Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah,
Rutger Hauer. I thought you were asking who John Schneider was from Dukes of Hazzard. And
No. That's Jonathan Kent from Smallville,
That's Bo Duke. Come on, knock that off.
Either way, it's
a generation thing.
He was doing someone a favor to be in this movie, but the highlight though, Doug. But you can skip this one. I didn't really care for it.
What did you think, Kruger?
Just going in, I already knew this was adapted from a creepypasta, and it wasn't fucking very good at all. The acting felt very made for TV, sci-fi movie-esque. A lot of the line delivery and the dialogue kind of took me out of the movie. I didn't really care about any of the characters. I mean, Doug was all right. But other than him, you know, everybody could get fucked. The story wasn't great either. Like, the whole beginning part with the grandson, just, I don't know, that was kind of lame for me. And then once we got the hiking group together and they came into play, it just got lamer and lamer. And by the end of this movie, I just wanted it to end. So definitely didn't care for really anything on this. There was maybe a couple of creature effects, but they all look pretty cheap, to be honest with you. And nothing, you know, to make the movie worth watching, I think. Not a fan at all. And Todd, you said you saw this in the theaters, didn't you? I would have fucking been so goddamn pissed off.
I was going to say, there was a reason I did not come back from the theater telling everyone you need to rush and see this.
Was this a Fathom event or a limited release?
This was a Fathom event, and
you
it was
paid
packed.
Full price?
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't packed. Oh. It was literally just me in it.
Hold on, you still paid full price?
Actually, I had some credit, but that's a whole nother story. So, yes, I saw this Fathom event, only me. That was it.
Fuck that.
I didn't have anyone else to suffer in my pain.
They were yelling.
Could have been
screen.
Like, when I'm done, what was that shit?
It's always weird when you go to a Fathom event too, because it's usually the big screen, or at least out here, it's like the big screen, and there's like nobody fucking there half the time, and it's weird.
I'm still currently the only one with the ticket for the other screening.
I'll get mine soon.
I gotta let Kyle know too. I did not fall asleep during the movie, Sean. I did not. I made it through because.
So. I'll say this. It starts off interesting enough. It's a pretty cool opening. John Schneider and Kathleen Quinlan of Event Horizon fame as the grandparents. And, you know, you kind of get the sense you're maybe building towards some sort of Lovecraftian sort of mystery. The stairs in the middle of the woods. I'm like, oh, okay, this looks like this might be interesting. Unfortunately, then you're introduced to the hikers. And that's where the bad acting comes in. And
you leave Doug alone.
You know what? None of the comic relief was funny, but Doug is still probably the most likable character, which tells you something. the comedy all just kind of misses. It's just that stupid sort of just goofball comedy that just blunts any suspense that's here. There's some moments, like I said, where you should be kind of having the heartstrings tugged out a little bit, but it's all blunted by the dipshit film quality. The lighting also at night, it looks like movie lights lighting up this the woods, and it took me out of it. The creature, they probably show a little bit too much because not the best design, but not bad either. And I appreciate practical, so I'm not bitching about it too much, but yeah, it just, they really shit the bed. It feels like a Sci-Fi Channel movie, though, with a better than normal setup. And then it just.
Had it actually been a sci-fi movie, would you forgive it more?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would or wouldn't, because there's better.
$15.
The difference, though, not a CG film. So, it feels like a sci-fi movie, but at least it's not the CG, but yeah, I don't know.
It's a 90s sci-fi movie.
Yeah, maybe more that. It's also drawn out, kind of sappy at times. There was potential, though, and that's the sad thing with this one, because it just where they go, there's certain things that aren't even explained that they encounter in the forest, which I'm okay being a little ambiguous if you're really delivering the suspense, and this just felt like a bit of a mess. It settles into just being a generic creature feature towards the end. And
Sean McMahon has said it was missing Jason Blum's involvement.
No, it's still above that, but not much. He would have had better lighting, probably.
Well, yeah, for sure.
So I'll give him that. Would have covered up that creature a little more.
Yeah.
But none of the characters are likable, and it's a slog. Definitely, I mean, not that it matters now, I take it, but not Fathom event worth.
I didn't even the digital price is a little high.
I want the American Pie version with Doug. Just Doug.
Just Doug. Yeah, he's the other character I liked. Yeah. So all right, let's rate it. I'll go first. I'm giving it one just for Doug. That's it.
I'll do the same thing. Doug gets a one.
I'm a 0.5 out of 5.
I'm a one. Like I said, there's some points where it's passable, but as a whole, it's just
why. So this is better than Candyman? Is that what you're
this
saying?
Is better than Candyman, okay. Yeah. 100%. No joke. No, I'll say that. I'd watch this again before Candyman.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Next time I see you, we're going to watch the stairs, and you're going to have to watch every moment of it, not touch your phone. I'm going to see how that goes.
Do I have to do that with Candyman too to prove?
Yes.
Well, then you're just torturing me.
Bugs is going to come over and we're going to make it 4D.
If not looking at my phone means I don't have to watch Candyman later, I won't look at my phone. All right. So, our main event for the evening, although we do still have TV Terror talk afterwards, but we'll dive into it. Very excited. This is from director Amber Seeley, and it is No Man of God. In 1980, Ted Bundy was sentenced to death by electrocution. In the years that followed, he agreed to disclose the details of his crimes, but only to one man. Starring Elijah Wood and Luke Kirby, No Man of God is based on the true story of the strange and complicated relationship that developed between FBI agent Bill Hagemeyer and the incarcerated Ted Bundy in the years leading to Bundy's execution. Well, spoiler alert, Bundy's dead, guys. Sorry.
Damn it. You know, it's crazy real quick. Well, no, I'll save it for when we get to me.
Absolutely. All right. No Man of God. So we've had a lot of Bundy stuff lately. I unfortunately didn't get to see the last one that you guys reviewed. And
on digital this Friday, so you can remedy that.
Yes. Very shortly. Yes. So you can go back and listen to our review. But we also had the Zac Efron flick. We've had new Bundy documentaries. Bundy has been covered.
That's been like a couple years ago now.
Yeah, last few years. It's just there's been a lot of Bundy stuff that we've had.
Oh, Bundy.
And so I was really curious. I knew a little bit about Bill Hagemeyer and kind of one of the godfathers of the BAU. And just this sort of this film is really actually in a lot of ways an origin story of that division of the FBI, because you're very early into it. And a lot of people don't realize this Bundy stuff also loosely inspired Silence of the Lambs. And so
one of the kidnappings in that movie is straight out of Bundy.
Yeah, absolutely. This one is pretty, this does not show anything in the way of murders. There's no blood, there's no gore, no gruesome nature of the crimes. This is pretty much a two-man dialogue driven show.
Character study.
Yes, absolutely. And first off, Luke Kirby, I thought, nailed Bundy. If you've ever watched interviews with the real Ted Bundy, he got the mannerisms down perfectly. I've seen people in this role kind of dial up the crazy a little bit too much. He was one of those guys that didn't have a lot of trouble fooling people. You know, he was educated. A lot of his well, I think you all know his issues, but
Dan was taking notes how to fit in.
I would also compare Dear Mr. Gacy with William Forsythe, another really good, like, true crime, that doesn't so much delve into the murders, but double these two up because they're really good. Elijah Wood, fantastic. He gets a couple moments where he really gets to shine, and is he getting a little bit too deep in this guy's head? And I thought all that was done really well. Luke Kirby also plays Lenny Bruce on Marvelous Miss Maisel. So he's really good at disappearing into these historical figures. And Man, I loved it. I just absolutely loved this movie. So far for me, I think it was a lot better than the Efron flick personally, although that one wasn't really much about Bundy at all. So, what did you think, Pugs?
Luke Kirby is now my definitive Ted Bundy. He fucking nailed it. Like Elijah Wood, of course. He's fucking Elijah Wood. He's going to kick some ass. Mm. But man, Kirby just danced circles around him. And that's not a diss at Elijah. It's just a praise to fucking Jack Kirby. He's a cartoon guy. Comic guy. Fucking Luke. Yeah, he fucking nailed it. There's so much tension and suspense in those conversations that they're having. It's shot beautifully. It's
the fish speech. Yeah.
There is no fucking misstep this movie took. I was in awe the entire time. It went by quick for me. And like, I love fucking true crime. I like learning about it, watching it, and everything I've like read and seen, fucking Ted Bundy came alive in this, which I might be a good thing, might be a bad thing, but this guy fucking owns. This lady directed the hell out of this movie. There is one shot where I got annoyed that we linger on a girl, but then like as we were lingering, I'm like, oh, she must be super uncomfortable. I'm dumb. I'm a stupid male that didn't take her feelings into consideration. Fuck me, right? But more Ted Bundy's mom. That'd be fun. It's just I love it. That's plain and simple. It's fucking awesome. One of my favorite movies of the year.
Did you also enjoy the that Dr. James Dobson stuff, the bullshit pornography excuse?
Oh,
they had that in there.
That's the scene that girl was annoying me. But then as he comes out, he reveals what a big fucking piece of shit he is. I'm like, yeah, you stupid bitch. That's what you get.
I got what I needed. What did you think, Kruger?
Like you guys already said, I mean, the acting was fucking great. Elijah Wood did an awesome job. And Luke Kirby, I agree with you, Pugs. I mean, to the way he looked and like you already said, Dan, the fucking mannerisms. I mean, he really got the Ted Bundy down to the T, and I don't think we'll ever see a better performance in cinema of that character than what he gave. The dialogue, too, I thought was great, and I really liked how the conversations between, Bundy and Hagmarker, like how they would just get intense out of nowhere, and they would just be talking about normal stuff, and then next thing you know, like shit would just hit the fan and made some for some like extremely memorable scenes. And I the only thing I kind of wish I would have gotten was maybe like a flashback scene of Bundy like recounting one of his murders or something like that.
I'm not just gonna turn that down.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that was the only thing like I could I actually wanted more from. But other than that, this is great. I think if you're a true crime fan, this is must-see stuff. And if you're into the Bundy cases, I mean, definitely check this out.
I have to say, okay, you guys, like all like the flashback footage and the news footage, I remember watching all that when he was about to fry. I'm old enough to remember.
Burn, Bundy, burn.
Yeah, that shit. It was weird back then, but it's like hilarious watching it now.
Yeah.
But, earlier I said that was one of my favorite theatrical films this year. This is one of my favorite films, period, this year. I love this one. This will be in my top three, I'm sure, come the end of the year. I really did love it. It was a masterclass in acting. I mean, you guys already put them all over. Definitely check this out. It's on VOD right now. It's worth every penny.
Did you, any of you get, because nobody brought it up, but did you think for a minute that they were going to have like a Frodo Sam moment with Bill and Ted? I was like, man, are they, it's 2021. Are they going to just do this? Cause
no, I was actually waiting for a Bill and Ted joke, but no,
I know.
They're just, well,
they could have went the Tarantino route. And this is really a prequel to Maniac.
Oh, dude.
Can they get together and go on a killing spree now?
It's the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood ending. Yeah. They hit the road.
He breaks him out of the chair. They should drive off.
Okay, we need to stop booking this idea on air, Chris. This is a
good one. But hey, that's popular.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
We're not in spoilers, but this in the Night House, I'm like, I'm fucking set for a while. I'm happy. I can watch a bunch of shit now.
Yeah, man, I really did like this movie a lot, and it's kind of got me on a Luke Kirby kick now, because he was amazing. There's a lot of stuff I haven't actually watched with him in it, though, so I have to remedy that. All right, might as well go ahead and rate it. For me, 5. Yeah, it's a fantastic true crime movie. If you're interested in Bundy, it's a must-see.
That's a 5 for me, too. Must watch.
I'm a little bit lower than you guys. I'm a 3.5, but definitely check it out.
You know what? I kind of guessed that because it's not like a traditional horror film. It's not like... It's more a character study.
No, I wouldn't even say it's horror at all.
Yeah.
No, it's more of a true crime, like, drama. Yeah. Not focused on, like, brutal deaths or anything like that. So.
And if you want that satisfied...
They paint the picture, though. They do paint the picture. Yeah. That head, the decapitation thing that he was talking about, I was like, okay, this... Yeah.
When he's like, he knew her, I was like, oh, shit, he's a predator. He's such a fucking monster.
But for those who want that... Check out Ted Bundy, American Boogeyman, hitting on VOD Friday. I feel like old Dan because this is going to be my 3rd 5 in one show. Damn. I don't think I've ever done. I don't think I've given 2 in one show.
We haven't had many 5s this year. If you go back, any of us.
I mean,
I've had a lot.
I have. Yeah, I've had quite a bit.
Okay. No, I have to go back. I feel like, yeah. Gaia, I know, and yeah, but hey, I'm happy to add these 2. They're
we haven't had that many one big holes this year. I will say that.
Yeah, correct.
We haven't had any sweeps.
Really. We've been way more split than we have been.
Well, Todd and I called an audible because one of them would have been one big hole. I already forgot the fucking name. Something girl. Something with a girl.
No, that would have been the opposite of a big hole.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. But we spared you guys. What the fuck was the name of that stupid movie?
I already forgot it.
Yeah, don't watch it though. We
yeah, don't watch the movie. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, we're that's on purpose because we're not saying its name, so you don't. Well, get curious.
I was going to look.
Don't
it
do
up,
it, Todd.
But...
Don't do it.
Okay. I know the girl was in the title, girl, but that's all I've gotten. I'm not looking it up. There you go.
Cool. So we are going to have TV Terror Talk with the American Horror Story. There's double not feature. A whole lot to double feature. There's not a whole lot to spoil yet. So that's kind of up to you. I don't think we're going to have
I don't think there's going to really be any spoilers on
major
this one.
Spoilers. I mean, if you're super, super light. Picky, we won't ruin it for you. Also, before we do that, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We have a very special show going up soon that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. So now would be the time to get on there. It all starts at just $1. And yeah, I think you'll like what we have coming. Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com with links to our Teespring store and all that good stuff. Get on our very active Discord, Twitch. Also Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group, and we are Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter, so follow us there. You can also follow us separately as well. Do both, why not? And like, share, subscribe, smash that notification bell because it really helps the channel here on YouTube. And so I guess we're going to get into our spoiler talk now, guys.
And then TV Terror Talk.
No, we do TV Terror Talk first, so I don't know what Dan's doing.
TV okay. Terror Talk. But if you're super picky is what I'm
yes, saying. I'm not even throwing up the warning.
All right. So what did you guys think so far about American Horror Story? Our first episode was Cape Fear.
I didn't even realize that was the name. That's awesome. I'll gladly go first. This is the best the show's ever looked so far. I'm liking the tone. It's fucking interesting. We're bringing something new. American Horror Story hasn't really done. Well, they have done it, but not looking like this with the baldness and the sharp teeth. I am very excited to see where this story goes, because in the first episode, there's like a Shining vibe, which is fucking awesome. Macaulay Culkin, I'm looking forward to what he does, because he drops a line in there that had me fucking dying. Dan, I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. Yeah, this put you know, since we had a bitter taste to end the meal from the American Horror Stories, this had me brighten up really fucking bright. And I told you guys, like, I think you guys should watch it. It's pretty cool. So I like it a lot. I cannot wait to see where this goes.
New episode tonight.
Before we delve into it more, I have a question for all of you, if you noticed this. Sarah Paulson's character, is that not inspired by, and I don't know her name, but that weird crack whore lady that's always screaming the N-word in the shopping malls and I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
That lady?
It has to be.
I hope so. That's what I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
It has to be.
You saying this is based off your grandma, Dan?
Fucking Todd. She's dead, so I'm gonna go delete my Twitter and start cutting myself, Todd. All right, so yeah, it has to be
down
right?
The road, not across the street. You're welcome.
It has to be. I haven't looked anything up, but that has to be based on that. And God, Sarah Paulson plays a good crack whore.
Dan, did you watch the first two episodes or just one?
Two. I've watched. Okay. I'm up to date, because I guess tomorrow, I think the next one.
I tonight. Literally just said tonight like 2 minutes ago, Dan.
Okay, because they're.
You're right. Never mind.
At the end of the first one, when the bag starts crying, I got super fucking hard. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. So I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, it feels a little more. Well, by American Horror Story standards, grounded. Like, it's not trying to be.
I wouldn't go grounded.
It is. Yeah, but it's not like cult where I think they started to lose people.
I don't think you know what that word means, Dan.
That's grounded for American Horror Story compared to cult, absolutely.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I stand by it.
I'm going to make you read the same thing I make Ozzy read at the beginning.
Grounded means like more real and like could not as happen. Fantastical.
Grounded, yeah, is
more
reality.
So than Coven and some of
you
the
can't be more so ground. All right, whatever. You're right.
In the American Horror Story universe, you got to stick up your butt today, Todd. I think I explained myself.
God, yeah, but I mean, again, I don't think you know that word means what you think it means.
It's going to be more of a crowd pleaser, I think, because I think American Horror
That's
Story
not grounded
a lot of people, but. Yeah. So, Todd, what did you think?
Nothing you guys didn't already say, because we're still kind of trying to figure out where we're going. So, that's like I said, I'm looking forward to see where it goes and
more grounded horror.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Dan. All right. Let's just go to spoilers on our features. All right.
Well, okay. I was going to talk about the cast, but.
Oh, no, go for it. Yeah. For it. Do that.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, yeah. Well, it's not a spoiler. Man whore, which I thought was hilarious.
I'm just going to say it. Fraudage.
I kind of feel I know where they're going to go with his character, and I hope they do, because I think it'll be funny. I actually thought he was in makeup at the beginning. I was like, is that him? I couldn't tell. I thought that might have been him, and then I was like, "Oh no, good."
Only if he was had his hands up to his face, you know.
Scream for me, real quick.
I'm just guessing that's how he busts.
Oh, he
fucking better have that. That has to be like for his groupies. That we got to find this out.
I don't need to see it to know that it is fact. That is how he does it every time.
That I will let that statement be grounded in reality. How's that?
There we go. Yes. So I recommend it so far. I know a lot of people jumped off the American Horror Story train, and so far, hey, nothing mind blowing yet. But I'm into the story. I like the family. Finn Wittrock, Lily Robb. It's great seeing them back and featured.
Isn't it Rebe? Yeah. Haven't we had this conversation
I'm
before?
I'm not sure. And if you are sure, I will say Rebe. I'm not sure.
I think it's
Ben Grimm said he tried to watch it, but he just wasn't into it.
Okay.
Oh. Well, he was probably burned from American Horror Stories, which I totally understand. But like this one, it was just a fresh of like, I don't say fresh of breath air, but you know what I'm saying.
Snow 84, though.
Well, did Bro House kill it for you, Ben? Did, were you just done after Bro House? Friend of the show, Jay the Stingray, had some funny things to say about Bro House.
I can only imagine. He can paint a colorful photo. So, fuck yeah. I agree with him, whatever he said.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm engaged so far. We'll see where it could totally fall apart. Look, American Horror Story's done that. I liked Cult at first, so we'll see what happens.
I do too. All right. Well, on that note, now we're really good at spoilers for the movies we talked about today. If you don't want to be spoiled, time to go out of here. The spiel Dan already did, so here's our spoiler warning.
There you go. You guys have been warned. What do you want to tackle
first? We're going to tackle Night House first, just because Kruger didn't see it and he can sit it out.
In your safe space. Cool.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to miss.
So the movie, it was originally pitched for, it's a Hellraiser story. And I was telling Moses, our friend of the show, I was like, dude, in the third act, if Cenobites pop up, I'm going to lose my shit. Because it's just, they're laying the groundwork. Because it could be like easily Hellraiser Heartache or Hellraiser Heartbreak. Something pretty fucking cool. And then when Evil Ed told me, oh yeah, it was originally pitched as that, I was like, of course. They fucking nailed it. And then he's actually going to be doing a fucking Hellraiser movie. So I'm safe. I have complete confidence. All you got to do is nail the gore and we're fucking home free.
You know what a Hellraiser fan I was. If the puzzle box showed up at some point,
might as well have, dude, with that sculpture. I'm like, that's
it would have
also,
taken
a monster, I want right? one. No, it was pitched and then that got rejected. So like the story's still too good. So we're going to go make this. And I'm so glad they did. The fucking negative space that they used, like that's, that we see in everyday life, super fucking creepy.
Yeah,
and he loved her so fucking much that he was willing to do all that to save the woman he loved. Because that motherfucker, I don't know if it was a demon or death or whatever the hell he is, because I still want to see the end. But he was looking for her, and the whole you have to build shit in reverse, the maze in reverse to hide it. It's just so fucking brilliant. I'm so excited about this fucking movie. So any other spoilers from me, Dan?
Oh yeah. Being on Hulu scares me just a little bit. Books of Blood wasn't bad, but it wasn't everything.
Is that where it's going to go?
Yeah. The Hellraiser reboot's part of Hulu.
You can't think of it like that. No anymore, Dan, just because the fact that could just mean it's a Fox film on Hulu.
Hopefully.
Searchlight.
Searchlight or 20th Century.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Well, Hulu has a pretty solid track record on their features. I'd be more worried if it was... Well, I don't want to call anyone out, but yeah.
Hellraiser, I mean, again, that is holy ground for me more than anything. So I kind of accept that you're not going to get the movie that's in my head. So... hopefully, as long I have faith after this. I mean, goddamn, like I said, if we had, I don't know what they would choose. I don't know if we'd see Pinhead in this or what. But if that is something like that had popped up at the end and tied it in, I probably would have.
I would have told you immediately. Drop what you're doing and go see that movie right this fucking
time. I would have had to take my hat off and cover up because I would.
So Dan, you didn't know that going in either, right? That it was a Hellraiser pitch.
Didn't know anything about this movie, no, except the director who I love. But
as you were watching it, did you get those vibes? Like, man, this could be a good fucking Hellraiser story, or like just.
I can't say my head ever went there, but when you tell me that, I can absolutely see it. You're right. Mm. You could easily.
I got a witness. So I'm like, if the Cenobites pop up in the third act, I didn't even give a shit who could hear me. I'm like, I'm going to lose my shit.
Although I do love the ending. I love just the whole idea of attaching to her to, or attaching to him to get to her, because I mean she wasn't a believer away. And just this movie is so good. I absolutely want to watch it again. I'm not sure what I'm seeing next. Maybe I'll double it up. It's Malignant, probably the next horror movie, I think.
That's also on HBO Max, so I'm going to watch that at home.
I'm going to go see it in the theater. Although
James Wan doesn't need my money. Well, he's fine.
Pugs must have heard it has a very Suspiria color scheme and like
influence. I did not. Is it the good one, the 2018, 17?
Well, the color scheme is obviously the good one. Oh, I meant the other good one.
No. There's only one good one. And it's like not the original.
Different films. I'm going to get a bunch of
hate. Yeah, one's good. No, not from you. I get shit all the time.
I know. All right.
Watch The Nighthouse. Fuck both Suspirias. Yeah.
And some people have compared it to What Lies Beneath. And guys,
That's very shallow. Yeah.
That's what I was saying, because I've heard that a few times this week. And I'm like, no, guys. Yeah, no, not at all. This goes very different places.
It's like What Lies Beneath, but really fucking good. So maybe that's
I haven't watched that in ages. I know I didn't love it. I hate it either.
I didn't hate it either, but I also don't remember.
I didn't hate it. But like, if they can throw Cenobites in there too, that'd make it a whole lot better.
Oh, if we had an ending with Indiana Jones with hooks in his face, that would have been cool.
I hate snakes.
All right, so are we done with this one? So I can let Kruger know.
Yeah,
we've sucked it off enough. Yeah.
All right. So, what do we have coming up next?
Last Man Nay.
Kruger.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure you can hear us.
Yeah, no, we're good. Right. Yeah, so Last Man Nay. First fucking thing I got to talk about is the throat slit we got on that douchebag feeder worker. That was fucking awesome. Not only do we get like a close-up on the throat being slit, but he's smoking a cigarette right before it happens, and all the smoke is coming out of the open wound. Fucking awesome. That was a great kill. And then the one that we were all alluding to before we got into spoilers was Lady and the Tramp. There was these two kids kissing, and they got the fire poker through fucking both of them while they were making out, shish kebabbing their fucking heads together. That kill was my favorite kill in the movie, and that was fucking awesome. And I loved how our final girl had to go back and fucking take it out of their heads later to use it to defend herself. And then that's what ends up killing the killer at the end of the movie. Fucking awesome stuff. Also, I loved when the projectionist got the killer in the eye with the fucking glass. And then it's revealed that he's, you know, been scooping everybody's eyes out and keeping them in a fucking a jar. And, you know, he's been eating them and shit. That was great. And I loved how he had his own eyeball in his mouth and was sticking in it to scare people. That was fucking great. And then
I need to add a half point to my score. You're right. You know what the fuck?
Dude. And then not only that, the fucking chick who got her head smashed in the projection light, and then fucking it shows the blood splatter on the, you know, on the big screen being projected. I mean, red screening. Obviously, we know where that came from now. That's fucking awesome. And like I said, the ending where the killer gets impaled by the fire poker and then he drops his, you know, his jar filled with fucking eyeballs and they just start rolling down the fucking stairs and we're getting close up of that. That imagery was just fucking great. I love this goddamn movie, man. And I definitely, I see myself maybe even getting to a 5 eventually. I'll have to, I don't know. I'm I'll have to watch didn't it get again. There already. I was close, man. I was really close. I don't know. Maybe I was comparing it too much to like Skull the Mask, way different slasher, but I think I had more fun with that one, but this one's great too. And Argentina, wasn't that where we got like Francesca and What the Water's Left Behind? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So more shit from them, man. They look like they got a knack for some brutality, which is fucking awesome.
This was a really good week for me because technically everything I watched was a five because I watched The Stairs like a month ago. So yeah. In the theaters for $15. Yeah. So this week
was awesome for me.
Yeah. Everything I watched was a five.
How cool would it have been if we had gotten like a Brooke Shields reveal as the killer? I know I saw her. I know I saw her. And then you got like fucking Brooke Shields as maybe like the second killer, I guess. They just pop up at the end with like a fucking chainsaw. That would have been
would have laughed my fucking ass
off. In her Blue Lagoon costume.
Did the killer kind of remind you of the killer in High Tension?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to bring that up too.
That's exactly where my head went.
And I wanted to watch it immediately after. I might watch it tonight. I just got to find the disc.
Smoker Lady almost pissed me off throughout the whole movie. I'm like, you annoying bitch. He's trying to watch a movie and be nice. And dude. Then she hooked him up. I'm like, you know what? You're all right. Yeah. No, dude. Fucking bitch made a mess.
Dude, she was hot though as fuck. Like,
until she starts moving, I can't deal with that. But yeah, very pretty.
I can deal with worse.
You have Patreon exclusive. Check that shit out.
Oh god.
Oh, we still have another Patreon confession coming up soon, so that'll be interesting.
Confession.
Wasn't that what we're calling him?
I don't know.
Is it? Or is that your love for that HBO?
Todd's getting nervous now because
I got a wife. Well, I get
a Todd confession.
But yeah, that's all I got for Last Mad Night.
Yeah. Like that movie. Fucking cool. So fucking cool.
All right.
Spoiling The Stairs because there's
stairs,
no fucking.
It sucks.
Yeah, The Stairs is bullshit. Nobody wants to fucking even talk about this.
Does anyone have anything for?
No Man of God?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing to spoil.
He dies in the end.
Yeah, right. I would have liked to see it. That's one thing, too. Like, I was hoping
like fucking Elijah Wood.
Did that bother anyone else?
I kind of like that little
reaction. I wanted him to be able to go in.
With the cheers, though, I like the reaction, just that little, like, subtle reaction.
Well, they could have. There was both sides of the field, because the way the lawyer felt, like, murder is still murder. A lot of people that were there felt the same way. I mean, they were drowned out by all the Burn Bundy Burn guys. Understandably.
Well, hey. They were pro Bundy, they were just pro or anti-death penalty.
Death penalty, yay or nay.
Yay. Fucking all the way.
Saying, make it fucking, if you molest a child, you get the fucking death penalty. How about that?
I don't think too many people would disagree.
Cosign?
Well, certain people might.
Oh, everyone wants me on the jury. Because, like, if this dude murdered a fucking child rapist, why are we wasting this man's time? Send us in to go kill more of these fucking people.
Anyway. We need a task force. Like, Suicide Squad. Like, we need, like, Suicide Squad, but just, like, fucking crazy motherfuckers that will just go and kill a bunch of chomos. Like, I'm down.
That's a grounded movie, Dan. Minus the head explosions. You know what? Edit this out for the future because I want to make this.
Flesh Wound Justice coming soon.
To the comics.
If they're guilty, Krueger kills them at the end with like deathmatch methods. There you go. You be the judge, then yeah, it'll be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else left for this week or anything spoiler wise before
I move on? No, I don't think so.
Spoiler. High recommendation on everyone watching The Night House, though.
Yes, yeah. And I will be on S'mores and Doors this Friday with adult film legend Marie Poza. And, yes, so
wearing pants?
No. I always wear pants.
It's short standard.
You would assume.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
You never wear pants.
All well, right, shorts, but counts.
I asked for pants.
Yeah.
All right. Technically, no, I'm not wearing pants.
All right. And there you go. Let's leave it at that. Dan, pimp the shit.
There we go. Well, I already did the pimping. So, that's all we got for you guys. Be sure to tune in later this week and catch Patreon. We got a big show coming up on there, and it's exclusive. So check it out.
All right. Sign off.
Good night. Iris loves you.
Todd. Shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And I'll see you in Disneyland. Burn, Bundy, burn.
Wrong one. Fuck.